Governor Cuomo said on some interview that he wants to end the public, what do you call it, the public monopoly of education, the public schools. And, you know, schooling should be a good basic education, like our a sound basic education, what our Constitution, New York State says every student should have. And he wants to set up this market-based system where, you know, they're winners and losers. And that doesn't mean education is a right. And, you know, we're going to end up with, like, my city of Syracuse. We have lost a quarter of our teaching staff in the last 4 years, and half our kids don't graduate high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to put the resources in there to help these kids. I mean, that's just basic. The other thing is we got this high-stakes testing linked to Common Core, which, like, I was at this school in Buffalo, Lafayette High School. They speak 42 languages there. You got kids coming from places like Bhutan and Somalia and the Sudan. They've never even picked up a pencil before
mm-hmm.
when they enter at 7th grade. It's a 7 to 12 school. And the first thing they're learning to do is fill out those bubbles on tests. They fail the Common Core line test because they don't even have the language yet. And then they're told they're failing and they're going to privatize the school as a charter school.
Right.
And then the kids, the charters become test prep factories, and, you know, they push out the kids that don't test well. And it's just a terrible education policy, and I've found as I've gone around the state that that's the issue that's got the most people upset. Inner city and rural upstate are upset about the underfunding, and right through the suburbs, even in, you know, most affluent communities on Long Island, people are up in arms about these high-stakes tests and Common Core. So we want to restore curriculum and assessments to the local teachers, parents, and school boards who know their kids the best and care most about their kids. And if Common Core standards, you know, you like them and you want to align your curriculum locally to that, fine. You know, or you want to do something else, that's good too. But it shouldn't be one size fits all from the top down. I think it's really, very disruptive. I've got the endorsement of 6 teacher unions. NYSA statewide staying neutral, but and they want their locals to, but, you know, from Buffalo Teachers Federation out west to Port Jefferson Station Teachers Association on Long Island, I've got 6 local teachers unions have endorsed me.